Damana Devavana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Badadhari. Giri Badadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Badadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Teravana Chari. Jamuna Teravana Chari. Avana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Bhadraja Gajarya Asto Tadasara Shri Shri Mad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrindiki Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Nitai Gura Premanandi Namo Meshwarai Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Smati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Namo Meshwarai Namo Meshwarai Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Smati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Namo Meshwarai Namaste, Sarasvati Devi, Guruvani, Macharana, Nivasesa, Nivari, Vasa, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. The science of God, isn't it? The science of God. Yes. The Science of God. Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Text number 54. Pinantihi atta mamdiraha. Sava bhavena sadavaha Shreyaskama mahabhaga Sarvasam asishampatim Pinantihi yatamam diraha Sarva bhavena sadavaha Shreyaskama mahabhaga Sarvasam asishampatim Pinantihi yata evam diraha Sarvabhavena sadavaha Shreyaskama mahabhaga Sarva samashi shampatim Pinantiyata mamdiraha Sarva bhavena sadavaha Sriyaskama mahabhaga Sarva samashi shampatim Pinantiyata mamdiraha Sarva bhavena sadavaha Sriyaskama mahabhaga Sarva samasi shampatim Pinantiyata mamdiraha Sarva bhavena sadavaha Shreyaskama mahabhaga Sarvasam asishampatim Ladies Vinantiyata mamdiraha Sadava Svayaskama mahabhaga Savasamasi sampatim Pinantiyata mamdiraha Sarva bhavena sadavaha Svayaskama Mahabhaga Savasamasi Sampatim Pinanti. Try to please. He. Indeed. Atta. Because of this. Mam. Me. Diraha. Those who are sober and most intelligent. Sarvabhavena. In all respects. In different modes of devotional service. Sadavaha. Persons who are very well behaved. Perfect in all respects. Sriyas Kamaha. Desiring the best benefit in life. Mahabhaga. O you who are so fortunate. Sarvasam. Of all. Ashisham. Kinds of benedictions. Patim. The master. Me. Okay, so who's talking here? Lord Nrsingadev, yeah. My dear Prahlad, you are very fortunate. Mahabhaga, right? Please know from me that those who are very wise, and highly elevated, try to please me in all different modes of mellows. Ooh, mellows. For I am the only person who can fulfill all the desires of everyone. Purport. The words Dira Sarva Bhavena do not mean in whichever way you like. Bhava is the preliminary condition of love of Godhead. Atasaktis tato bhavas tata premabhyadanchati sadakanam ayam premnaha pradubhave bhavet kramaha. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.16. The bhava stage is the final division before one reaches love of Godhead. The word sadhava bhava means that one can love the Supreme Personality of Godhead in different transcendental modes of mellows. That's Sava Bhavena. We'll do that later. Beginning with Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. In the Shanta stage, one is on the border of loving service to the Lord. Pure love of Godhead begins from Dasya and develops to Sakya, Vatsalya, and then Madhurya. Still, in any of these five mellows, one can render loving service to the Supreme Lord. Since our main business is to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can render service from any of the above-mentioned platforms of love. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmae Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadatisva Padantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham bande shri gurum dinatavinam paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishvaram. Cockroach crawling on me here.
There's not a cockroach.
A bug come out of the flowers. Living entities are everywhere. Especially in flowers. If there are no flowers in my garden to do my puja, I go to the... There's a lavender bushes on the end of Kerford Road. There's that kiosk there, which is a training place. And I get the lavender. But there's always spiders and little bugs come back in the lavender. Okay, so... Sarva Bhavena Sadavaha Prinanti He Ata Mam Diraha. Right, so the sober and really sober means the devotees, right? Sober means us. We are meant to be sober people, which means samo damas tapaso cham, dhamma. This is brahminical qualities, sense control, right? Being equal to everybody and sense controlled, which is really the aim of sadhana, right? In its initial practice, right? So the verse that Prabhupada quotes here is preceded by sadhu sangha. No, shraddha, faith, right? The stages of the development of prema, right? Prabhupada's referring here to bhava, which is the preliminary stage coming to prema, right? And bhava is almost prema. It's very pure. It's a pure stage of devotional practice, of devotional service. Right. And in that stage of bhava, Prabhupada's saying here, one can perform bhakti in the various levels of dasya, sakya, vatsalya, madhurya. Right. So that's very elevated. That's a very elevated platform. Practically pure devotional service, right? In action, in spontaneity. It's a natural show of affection or love. Prabhupada says here, love. Love of Godhead. And, you know, not just love. I love you. Right? You know, because anybody could say I love you and then behave like then show that they don't love you. Right? Although that's slightly complicated, right? As we see in the meditation on the Dhammadharashtakam, right? Very interesting. A display of love by Mother Yashoda, right? So one has to be advanced actually to understand love and to act in love. And sometimes love is misunderstood, right? Just like when a child is disciplined by the parent and they get annoyed with their mum and dads for telling them to do things they don't want to do, then they say, "You don't really love me," right? Or, you know, other insults like, "I didn't ask to be born," right? "So why are you picking on me?" Right? But why, as a parent, why is Mother Yashoda running after Krishna with a stick? Right? Out of love, right? Out of affection. Mother Yashoda has 8 cows, right? I think it's 8, or is it 5? I can't remember. Special cows that she has grazing in special fields of fragrant grasses. And her motivation is she wants to stop Krishna from stealing. Right? She keeps on going to the other gopis' houses and stealing butter and yogurt, right? So she's thinking, is the yogurt at home and the butter at home not good enough, right? So she's thinking, okay, we'll give Krishna a higher taste, then he won't go and steal from others, huh? So she has these cows grazing in the aromatic grasses, the fragrant grasses, so that the milk that they produce is flavoured. Right? If we want flavoured milk, we have to go to the IGA or to the deli. When I was a kid, the delicatessen, right, to get flavoured milk. But Mother Yashoda's trying to produce flavoured milk in a different way, by having the cows eat the grass, then the fragrant grass flavours the milk. So that Krishna then has yogurt and butter and you know, other milk products that are unique and flavoursome, right? So that he'll be satisfied. Of course, that's not the reason why Krishna's going and stealing. He just likes to be naughty, right? When you were kids, were you ever naughty? No, you're all dearer, right? Sober persons. Never did anything naughty. Right? I remember once, you know, we were told when we were kids, don't play with fire, right? So, you know, I was the kind of kid, if I was told not to do something, then that meant I have to do this. So I decided to light a fire at the side of our house. There was a little, at the back of the house was kind of like, you know, long at the front. And on the side at the back, there was kind of an area that nobody ever went to. Right? So I thought, yep, that's where I'll go and light my fire. And then next door neighbour, guy, Rushmuller, his name was, German family. Right at that time, as I was about to light the fire, he poked his head over the fence and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "No, nothing." Nothing. He said, I'm going to go and tell my mum on you. So I knew that was it. My firelighting career was over. And he told my mum, and then mum said, okay, off to bed. Well, this is about 5 o'clock at night. No dinner for you, off to bed. And dad will deal with you when he gets home. So, ooh, I'm in trouble. So, you know, being naughty is not unusual. And we get that from Krishna. Right, if you're wondering where your naughtiness comes from, it comes from the Adi Purusham, the original naughty person. That's Krishna. So, you know, I guess you could, if your parents are getting on your case for being naughty, you can tell them, well, Krishna's naughty, so it's okay. But it's not okay. And that's why Mother Yashoda was determined to stop Krishna from stealing. Because the neighbours would come to her and they would say, your child comes into our house, he's pinching the babies, he's stealing butter and yogurt. And then he tastes a little bit, then he doesn't like it, so he throws it around or he gives it to the monkeys. Right? And of course, the residents of Vrindavan, they love, you know, they're satatam kirtayanto mam. Right? They love to hear and chant about Krishna. So even while they're complaining to Mother Yashoda about the fact that Krishna's a naughty boy, they're just having fun. Right? They're enjoying the glorification. Right? Shravanam Kirtanam. And Mother Yashoda enjoys hearing, although she gets very worried. Oh, my son is so naughty. Her reputation is being ruined. You know, our meditation is the Krishna is the controller, right? Krishna is the supreme controller. And so in the beginning of the Dhamma Dharashtakam, there's offering of obeisances, right? Namami. I offer myself, actually. Namami means I'm offering myself to you. I'm offering my respects. To who? The supreme controller, Ishvara, who's Satchit Ananda Vigraha, who's the embodiment of eternality, of knowledge, of bliss. So, you know, anybody who's the embodiment of Satchit Ananda is fully satisfied, right? And equipoised, fully happy, right? Ananda means fully happy and beautiful. Beautiful. Dhammadhara is beautiful. And it describes how he has lasat kundalam, right? He's got earrings, shark-shaped earrings that are glistening, right? And the acharyas explained that his earrings are glistening because they're reflecting the effulgence from his body and from his cheeks. Should we wear shark-shaped earrings? What do you think? Or is that too sahajarish? We shouldn't be imitating Krishna. But that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Shark-shaped earrings. Have you ever seen anybody wearing shark-shaped earrings? No. Yet, when Mother Yashoda finds out that Krishna's been smashing the yogurt, and spilling it around all over the place. She gets angry. She gets upset. She gets really upset. So she, and Krishna's just doing that, but knowing that if he gets caught, he's in trouble, right? So here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's fully blissful and, you know, knows everything, fully, you know, equipoised, but then he sees his mum. Well, actually, he's scared of his mother, right? Then when he sees his mum with a stick coming to get him, he's off. Right? He's running. Oh, I'm in trouble, right? So this is ironic. He's the supreme controller. Yeah, when he sees his mum with a stick coming after him, he's off. But what happens? He gets caught. She grabs him from behind. So this is quite a, you know, this is quite humorous. It's a contradictory, right? Very contradictory. Here's the supreme controller, knows everything, fully equipoised and detached, right? But then he's running from his mother, scared, and she grabs him, like, you know, like any kid, just grabs him from behind. Okay, what are you up to? So, this is love. This is love of Godhead. Right? Even anger, right, and threatening with a stick is love. Prema. So, understanding the mellows of devotional service, especially dasyam, sakyam, atmanivedanam, when I think about it, but atmanivedanam in dasyam sakyam vatsalya madhurya is not to be imitated. This is a spontaneous exhibitions of spontaneous affection, right? Why is Mother Yashoda chasing Krishna in an angry mood? Well, it's a symptom of her prema, of her love. So, the first statement here in the purport, Prabhupada says, is Sarva Bhavena does not mean in whichever way you like. Right? Doesn't mean in whichever way you like. Yet, when we see the love and affection for Krishna demonstrated by the residents of Vrindavan, who get angry with Krishna, who chastise him, who even fight with him, right? It requires some understanding how that those exhibitions of affection for Krishna are actual love. Right? So we start from Shraddha. First of all, we have some faith that God is a person, or that God even... No, God exists. Because in modern society, who believes in God? Huh? Who believes in God? Not many people. They don't even think about it. They don't have the vocabulary to describe it. But what to speak of thinking about it? It's too hard. God. And here, you know, in the beginning of this canto is called The Science of God. The Science of God. And for most people it's like, what? The Science of God? What's that? What's that about? And of course Prabhupada explains the science of anything is that, well, his explanation of that description is science means you can perform an experiment, add chemical A with chemical B, add C, a certain amount of heat, mix them together and get D at the end, a result, right? And you consistently do that. And at the end, you get the same result, right? So similarly also, in the process of bhakti, there are certain ingredients that when you add them together and mix them up appropriately, at the end, you get what? What do you get? Huh? Prema. Well, it may, maybe let's just get to anatta nivritti. Right, let's just get to getting rid of unnecessary things. Right? Let's get to that stage first. Right? And don't be surprised if we see the manifestation of anattas in ourselves and in others, because for most of us, you know, this is our level of devotional service, but of course we should go beyond that. Anatta nivritti gives rise then to nishta, steadiness, ideally, right? So first of all, we have faith that at least God exists, or that, you know, there's some purpose to the creation. There's some method, but this always used to, you know, everything in the, okay, there are random events, sure, but most everything runs according to a plan, to a system, to a system, and system indicates a purpose, right? And of course, the purpose is for us to, you know, it's not just that we're in a sense gratification like the animals, you know, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And basically, the humans who are pursuing just simply those things are no better than animals, right? As it's described, dvipada pashu, just two legged animals, right? But the real benefit of the human form of life is the opportunity to realize our spiritual identity, that we're not just dull matter, right? And we know that. You look at the human form is an active, dynamic entity, person, right? But then at some point in time, it all collapses, and all you've got is a dead body, right? So it's the, you know, it's the life force, which are the symptoms of the soul, of the living entity, that make it all work. But the most essential part of the body is that which makes it all go. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of chemicals, right? A child may be stillborn and you can zap it with electricity, pump, chemical, whatever, but it's still, you know, all the ingredients are there, but there's no life. So that's the most important part of the body, is the bit that makes it go, without it which it's just dull matter, right? So the purpose, the advantage of the human form of life is we get a chance to realise our essential identity, our essential being, without which nothing works. So the human form of life gives an opportunity to understand that, to explore that. People who don't explore it, they're just like the animals, which is why we have somewhat of a disregard for that pursuit, right? Okay, you need to eat, right? Have you noticed? Generally have to eat something. Try not eating, see what happens, see how you go. Not much fun. You go spacey, right? Try not sleeping. Similar problem. You'll go crazy. Etc. So we need to do those things. But that's not the only thing we do. Because in the human form, we get that opportunity to explore. Now, very often we're in a state of ignorance because, you know, even though we may have the faith that God exists, we don't. There's no opportunity to understand it. That's why the next stage is sadhu sangha. We need the association of the devotees. Right? Without the association of the devotees, we wouldn't have the Bhagavatam, we wouldn't have the Bhagavad Gita. We might even have those things, but we can't understand them. Right? I remember when I was a teenager and I used to hang around, I used to go to the Third World Bookshop and the Theosophical Society, and I got a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, a little Bhagavad Gita I read somewhere, you know, the Bhagavad Gita was important. So I used to read the Bhagavad Gita and I couldn't work it out at all. I thought, this is pretty far out, but what is it? What is it all about? Right? And most of the translations were impersonal in any case. God's not a person. Read the Bhagavad Gita and come to the conclusion that God is not a person. Anyway, confused. Basically read the Bhagavad Gita, it was more confused. But it wasn't until I met the devotees and heard the philosophy, you know, heard a proper explanation of what the Bhagavad Gita was about. I said, oh, okay, that's what the Bhagavad Gita is for, to understand who I am. Understand what's karma, understand what's jnana, understand more importantly what is bhakti. Right? Bhakti. That's the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita, is to actually understand bhakti. But it in the context of karma and jnana. And in one sense, bhakti is a combination of karma and jnana, right? Because we cultivate knowledge, but we also encourage action. Right? Not we encourage knowledge and then you do nothing, which is kind of, you know, this is the impersonal philosophy. Know yourself, do nothing. Right? Which is what Arjuna is trying to say to Krishna. If I know myself, that means I shouldn't do anything. And Krishna says, no way, that's not right. That's ignorance. Well, so, sadhu sangha. And then in the association of devotees, what comes next? Bhajana kriya. We learn how to put on a dhoti and how to put on a sari. We learn how to put on our tilak. We learn how, you know, you chant Hare Krishna with your right hand, not with your left hand. I remember when I first went to the temple, I used to chant right or left hand. It didn't really worry me until the devotee said, hey, don't do that. You don't touch your beads with your left hand. Don't put the book on the floor. And we think we're very advanced when we know all the rules. You know, oh, now I know I don't put the book on the floor. Don't touch things with my feet. Right? I know how to put my tilak on nicely. I know how to tie a fancy dhoti. Oh, no, I'm very advanced. that's just bhajana kriya. That's just following the process. And it's very interesting because all of this, all of that activity and, you know, bowing down and make sure you got the left hand on this side and the right hand on that and all that stuff, right? It's very interesting when we greet the deities and people come into the temple room and they're not used to what we do in ISKCON and they kind of try to stand in the right place right? And do what we do. And we can tell who's not a devotee because they, you know, they'll come and they'll pay their obeisances to Radha Balaba, but they'll stick their feet to Prabhupada. And we'll think, neophyte. What are you doing? You don't know anything. It's good that we do those things, right? But really, that leads us to the stage of Bhajana Kriya leads to the stage of Anatta Nivritti, which means basically removing the inessential. Right? Artha means that which is required, that which is essential, that which is needed. Right? And Anatta means that we don't need it. We don't need it. Right? But due to material conditioning, so much of what we do and so much what we accumulate and acquire is unnecessary. But it is an art to doing that, because you know you can't give up things that you're attached to. Try it, see what happens. It has to be a natural detachment. In other words, one has to have a higher taste. Right. That's why Bhajana Kriya, and especially for us, sadhana, and especially chanting japa and studying the Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad, you know, getting a philosophical understanding of what we're doing, super important to develop that ability to let go, basically, of things that we're attached to, that we feel are essential, right? Otherwise, try giving them up. I dare you, or you probably already experienced this in any case. Try giving up stuff that you're attached to. See how you go. Without being properly, you know, actually detached. You know, we used to see the devotees would, at breakfast time, they decide, oh, I eat too much. I eat too much. Have you ever decided that you eat too much? Huh? You haven't? Okay, keep eating, it's okay. But, you know, so sometimes the devotees, they eat too much and they realize, oh, I'm eating too much, I've got to eat less. So then they get a little bowl. But then they go to breakfast and they pile the bowl up right really high. they may successfully not eat so much for breakfast, but then, you know, when they get really hungry, then they're in the fridge trying to find something to eat, effectively, right? You know, the brahmacharinis, there was one brahmacharini who really liked to eat, and the other devotees knew that if they had things that they didn't want to eat, they'd just leave them in the fridge and she would eat them. So, you know, detachment comes when one is naturally detached. Otherwise, if one is attached to something and you try to give it up, if there's not that deep, you know, sense of connection with one's spiritual self, effectively, then you will be distracted. So this anatta nivritti stage is dependent very much on a deep realization of one's spiritual identity. That's what it requires. It can't be just an intellectual, oh yeah, I'm not the body, give it up. Because that attraction will conquer you. Conquer us. Have you noticed? Yeah. Right? So what do? That's why Bhajana Kriya is so important, in that it's not just doing all of the external things. Like Prabhupada says here, it's development of love. Right? So how are we going to love Krishna? Just by following the rules and regulations? No. It's deep, deep, deep realization of oneself and absorption in that identification. And you know, not so easy, right? as you may have experienced, not so easy. It requires two things. That's what we learn from the pastimes of Mother Yashoda chasing Krishna, right? She chases Krishna, she gets all the rope in the house. Well, she gets, first of all, one piece of rope, which would ordinarily tie Krishna up, right? Ordinarily, but she can't. Huh? Can't. So you think, what's going on here? So she runs around the house, she gets all of the ropes, tries to tie up Krishna, but always 2 inches short. Right? So she goes running around to the other gopis. She says, give me your ropes, I've got to tie Krishna up. He's been naughty. They say, yeah, you should tie him up. He's really naughty. But they're laughing. They're laughing, seeing Mother Yashoda trying to tie Krishna up. And they say, you put his dhoti on him this morning. How come you can't tie him up now? You wrapped him up in his dhoti. That was no problem. But now you can't tie him up with a piece of rope. What's going on? So they're having fun watching Mother Yashoda struggling trying to keep Krishna. and the acharyas say, you know, the devotees are actually able to capture Krishna, right? Which the yogis can't, by their austerities and renunciation, and even by the cultivation of knowledge, right? The jnanis, none of them can approach Krishna. They can't capture Krishna. But the devotees are able to capture Krishna. Right? One is by their effort, by their endeavour. So bhajana kriya means effort, endeavour, what we put into bhakti. Right? We're trying to develop love for Krishna. But alone, that's not enough. We see that Mother Yashoda's independent efforts to tie Krishna up are not sufficient. Yet, that effort is required by the devotee. Right? And when Krishna and the spiritual master see the sincere efforts of the devotee to serve and to show their sincerity, effectively, that's what's required, then Krishna shares himself out of compassion. Right? What's that verse? Tateno kam... No. Eight, 11. Who knows 8:11 of the Bhagavad Gita? Evam, evanukampatam. What is it? Krishna says, out of compassion for them, I, dwelling within their hearts, destroy the darkness of ignorance by the lamp of transcendental knowledge. Jnana dipena basvata. Can't remember all of the verse, but that's 8:11, right? I, Krishna says, aham evanukampatam. The verse starts with aham. I, Krishna's a person, not just some energy or some void, right? But he's a person. Out of compassion for them, right? So because the devotee shows their sincerity by rendering service, especially in the beginning, bhajana kriya, then we can come to the point of anatta nivritti, which is basically through the cultivation of bhakti, japa, deity worship, kirtan, study of the shastra, service, all of these things combined together, bring us to that point of getting Krishna's mercy. Was it Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Pritipurvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayanti Te? So out of compassion for them, Krishna gives intelligence. And he gives himself, right? Gives himself. So there's our effort, but there's Krishna's mercy. Right? And how do we get Krishna's mercy? Anybody got any ideas? How do we get Krishna's mercy? It was in a previous purport. Yeah. But there's more. Yeah, there's more. More. Service to who? Devotees. Yeah, devotees and the Bhagavatam too, actually, but the devotees. Devotees of Bhagavat. Yeah, that's why Sadhu Sangha makes sense of everything. And Bhajana Kriya is performed under the auspices of the spiritual master, who ultimately is Krishna's representative. And manifest in many forms, not just the initiating guru, but Vatma Pradashaka guru, Siksha gurus. Krishna, he's within everything, permeates everything, and teaches us in a variety of ways, right? Many ways. Some ways we can't even fathom. Got an interesting email this morning from a girl who gave us a presentation on Friday about our security systems, and she wrote to me this, and they're keen to know. We put in an application for a security grant, and it was quite a bit of money, actually. We applied $488,000 worth of video, CCTV, telephony, data, security doors, replacing all the doors of the temple with steel frame doors. Inside, you still be wood on the outside, but and basically doors that you can't get in unless you've got the key. Right? So $488,000 was our application, and a couple of weeks ago we got, and I thought I had to sweat blood to get this application together, I tell you. It was not much fun. But then, and I didn't think we were going to get it because there were some things I left out. But then we got a letter a couple of weeks ago and it said, your application is approved. I thought, what? So anyway, this girl works for the company that so we were discussing, and she gave us a presentation of the security system that they provide. They're a service provider and equipment provider, and of course their question is that amount of money approved, and we have to wait. Your application is approved, but then you get an agreement from the government that tells you how much money you've got, so we're waiting for that. So we were having a conversation about whether we were approved or not, and I said, I got a letter from the security grant people apologising to, they must be apologising to everybody, and they said, in a couple of weeks we'll send the agreement, right? And that lady told me, girl, there's a list of all of the entities that have been approved, their security grants have been approved, and they've been contacting everyone, trying to drum up business, right? And so the first question they'll ask is, how much have you got? So everybody's, I'm sure, buzzing the security grant, saying, how much do we get? How much do we get? Right? So anyway, this was the conversation. Then she wrote to me this morning and she said, have a guess what happened when I came home on Friday. After talking to you, my friend was playing Krishna Krishna on her music system. She said, that's pretty far out, isn't it? So I wrote back and I said, there are no accidents. There are no accidents. We just don't know the cause. And I told her, she was, her friend was playing Alice Coltrane, who was a black African singer who was pretty much a devotee in the 60s. Huh? I said, yeah, I used to listen to Alice Coltrane when I was a teenager. So, Krishna's mercy, we need to get that. And to get Krishna's mercy, we need the association of the devotees, right? And that's how we understand the process of bhakti and how we make advancement. Not always easy, right? Anatta nivritti means releasing ourselves from our attachments, from things that we... And sometimes when we become devotees, we're not even aware of what we're attached to, right? Especially when we start off chanting Hare Krishna, we think, yeah, I'm a really advanced devotee now. You know, I know how to tie my dhoti. I can put my tilak on. I know the prayers. I know the guru vashtakam. But I know the Tulsi prayers. I know the Nrisingadev prayers. I can greet the deities and chant the Brahma Samhita. Right? So we think, yep, I'm pretty advanced now. I've made it. Or devotees think, I'm initiated. Rah! I'm it. I've made it. But actually the initiation is just the beginning. Huh? And then after a while, if we're lucky, then we realise, hang on a second, I'm not very advanced at all. Then we're really starting to make progress. When we realise that we're not very advanced, that's when we're actually starting to make progress. Forget about the fact that you know all the prayers. Now, that's good, not bad, right? But we need to go through anatta nivritti to get to nishta, to be steady, right? Before we can get to ruchi, which is actually to relish and to taste the mellows of bhakti, right? So Prabhupada's talking here about bhava, sava bhavena, right? All kinds of mellows in the preliminary stage of prema, right? So Nrisingadeva is indicating here, you can serve me, you can render service to me in any way you like, because at bhava, one's starting to realise one's natural affinity for Krishna. One's love for Krishna is manifest in the ways of dasya, sakya, vatsalya and madhurya, right? But how are we going to work any of that stuff out if we haven't got past anatta nivritti? Right? Does anybody know the answer to that question? How do we do that? Anybody know? We read the Bhagavatam. Right? We read the Bhagavad Gita. We especially read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially. And the reason why the Chaitanya Charitamrita is important, because the Chaitanya Charitamrita demonstrates the devotees who've achieved prema or bhava bhakti and how they manifest that in the Sankirtan movement. Right? So it's bhava and prema in the context of the Sankirtan movement. Right? So on the one hand, we're Sankirtan devotees, we're preachers, but at the same time, we're also residents of Vrindavan. Right? Now, how are you going to work that out if you're not deeply pure and deeply realized? And I think the answer is you can't, right? You can't, because if we're still struggling with, our anattas, they'll cloud our consciousness, basically. That's why anatta nivritti is so important. Yet Lord Nrisimhadeva here is saying to Prahlad, and it's appropriate for Prahlad, because Prahlad is, he's on the level of prema bhakti. Huh? But of course, these instructions are for us. But in order for us to sava bhavena, understand our bhava and manifest bhava bhakti, we've got to get to nishta and ruchi stages, right? Ruchi means when you chant Hare Krishna, you just feel prema bhakti, you feel bliss. I know when I chant Hare Krishna, I just feel confusion, at least for the start, right? It's all this stuff. It's like, listening, when I was a kid, living in Port Augusta, we had a valve radio. And I was into rock and roll, basically. And I discovered that the best station to listen to was 3UZ, right? Is it 3UZ? Do you remember? Anyway. So, living in Port Augusta, 3 is Melbourne, right? So you had to fine-tune the radio to get the message, to get a clear signal, right? Was it 2UZ? Can't remember. Yeah, no, that wasn't rock and roll. that's talk. I want a music. So, and if you weren't connected properly, then a lot of, it's all just messed up. So you got to be focused on the, got to be linked into the signal, right? So for us, that means chanting and hearing the mantra, right? Hearing Krishna and being with Krishna in the chanting, and by that focused effort of hearing and chanting, the mantra will do its work. We have to let the mantra do its work. And so, you've all experienced it. You've chanted good rounds somehow by good luck. We were able to focus on chanting. And then at the end of the chanting, how do you feel? How do you feel when you chant 16 good rounds? How do you feel?
Strong and confident.
Strong and confident, yes. Yeah, happy. First of all, you're happy. Whew, finish my rounds. Oh, boy, got my rounds done. Hare Krishna. But no, probably don't. You feel, oh, wow, that was so good. I feel good. Susukam katam avyayam. Pratyak savagamam damyam. I feel like a spirit soul. I don't feel like this lump of matter. I feel... Yeah. So, sava bhavena. Yes, we can worship Krishna in any of the dasya sakyam... what is it? Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. But for most of us, we got to get out of anatta nivritti. And that's chanting. That's why, when we have received Krishna's mercy, right, what do we get? When we've received Krishna's mercy at initiation, what do we receive? What do you get? You just got initiated recently, Gokulesh Free. What did you get? What did you get? Bliss? Beads. Yes, beads. And what does that mean? Yes. So is chanting important? Yeah. This is our key, this is our main process for making advancement in bhakti. That's why at initiation, and what else did you get?
A name.
Yeah, you got a name. Ooh, you've forgotten. What else did you get? Got some neck beads. Right. Somebody else gave you those. Yeah, but it's... So, yeah, chanting Hare Krishna is pivotal to us making progress and getting Krishna's mercy. Huh? We want to get Krishna's mercy, we put effort into chanting, and not just sniggity ram, hurdy gurdy. But focused japa, which means, you know, go to some place, just chant, not doing other things, just chanting Hare Krishna. Not easy, right? No. Ask the householders. No, ask anybody. Brahmacharis have as much trouble chanting Hare Krishna as a householder. We all have. But if we put that effort in, Krishna comes to us. Right? We put the effort to chant Hare Krishna. And this is Bhajana Kriya, right? This is right at the beginning, Bhajana Kriya. But it's our step to Anatta Nivritti is chanting, especially. And what supports chanting? You know, re-study, understanding philosophically who we are, what we're doing. So that's why Prabhupada put so much emphasis on reading books for us, right? But if we do those things, then we'll recognize the unwanted things in our lives. We'll naturally recognize them, and then we'll make plans to, you know, to move forward and to be detached. And in many respects, a lot of this is not our doing, actually. It depends on Krishna's mercy, right? But how do we put ourselves in a position to get Krishna's mercy? Chant Hare Krishna. Associate with the devotees. Render service. Work together. Boy, that'll bring out your anattas very quickly.
A, B, C, D, E.
Huh?
A, B, C, D, E.
A, B, C, D, E.
Association.
Yep.
Reading Prabhupada books.
Yes.
Chanting the holy names.
Yep.
Deity worship.
Yep.
And
Prasadam. E, eating. Yeah, which is what we're going to do now. Okay, thank you everybody. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Keep chanting Hare Krishna. Read Prabhupada's books. Don't eat too much prasadam. But don't eat too little also. That's the trick. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.